Thank you, Lord, for these times of trial, fire, and refinement. For though they may seem to burn, and the intensity can take our breath away at times, we know that what you are making of us and our lives is a beauty that is marvelous to behold. Amen. One of our prayer warriors, who is also a priest, sent an email to Claire a little while ago with encouraging words for us, and we wanted to post it for you today. His email began, "The random Rhema message I received yesterday was from the message, 'Your beauty is marvelous to behold.' This word from Jesus in this message was so appropriate for this time, I wanted to share it with you all, this particular portion. Jesus began, 'You see, my church, you are giving birth to souls, and each new labor pain brings with it another push, and the birth is difficult, so you continue to push and push. Just when you feel you can't manage one more push, I breathe my grace into you, and you continue to push. One of these moments, your pushing will be at an end, and the child will be born. In the meantime, you are going from glory to glory. By the generosity of those who hate me and hate you, your so-called enemies, you are not only learning the ways of the dark ones and broadcasting what you have learned around the world to those who need to hear it. You are also growing in spiritual power and stature. You are literally rising to the occasion. They don't realize they are actually facilitating a classroom and gymnasium where you are coming into great power and glory. But I am using them. They think they are doing you harm. Quite the contrary. They are serving me well in raising up my body in glory. Soon enough, the tables will turn, and they will suffer major defeats, because they are the ones who help teach you how to rise up and fight. Iron sharpens iron, and their master does not care for their future. He looks forward to the day when he can finally reveal to them they've been had, and their kingdom is the fire that never abates, and the worm that is never satisfied. So you see, you are growing, you are reaping a harvest, you are shining, my bride. You are becoming all I have called you to be. Even as it is written in James, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything." That's James 1:2-4. Jesus continued in that message, "I have brought this up as an example to you on how I move when my people humble themselves, repent, and cry out for my help. Is there faith among you? Do you wish to see great exploits as in the days of old? I long to reveal to you the strength of my arm, but you must hold it high with your prayers, offerings, and sacrifices." That was the end of that message. And around the same time as this email, Claire had received Psalm 18 from the Lord and sent it around to the prayer warriors for us to read and comment on. This is the first portion of that psalm. "Lord, I passionately love you, and I'm bonded to you, for now you have become my power. You're as real to me as the bedrock beneath my feet, like a castle on a cliff, my forever firm fortress, my mountain of hiding, my pathway of escape, my tower of rescue where none can reach me, my secret strength and shield around me. You are salvation's ray of brightness shining on the hillside, always the champion of my cause. All I need to do is call to you, singing to you, the praiseworthy God. When I do, I'm safe and sound in you. For when the ropes of death wrapped around me, and terrifying torrents of destruction overwhelmed me, taking me to death's door, to doom's domain, I cried out to you in my distress, the delivering God, and from your temple throne you heard my troubled cry. My sobs came right into your heart, and you turned your face to rescue me." That was just the first four verses, and I'll leave it to you to read the rest of that entire psalm. But I will mention that David wrote it in praise of the Lord for delivering him from the hand of his enemies, including Saul. If you have been going through an especially fiery time the past few weeks, many of us on the prayer team have been experiencing this. I know it will do your heart good to take the time to dwell with the Lord and this psalm together. Then in response to Claire's email, one of the prayer warriors wrote back with his insights. Psalm 18 means for me the turning of the tide. We were in grave danger, but the Lord has turned back our spiritual enemies and has given us new life, in other words, an extension of time. Now, as St. David says in the psalm, we should pursue and strike down the enemies that plague us, the sin in our lives, I mean. The Lord said to me this morning during communion to treat my interior self as his kingdom. For in Proverbs it is written, "He who rules his own spirit is better than he who rules a city." To let no evil thought or emotion run to or fro within the city of self without detaining and searching it out, taking them captive like enemy spies and combatants in the name of Christ. He sits on the throne of our hearts and proclaims peace within us. But there are still areas in our life where there is no peace. These are rebels in our interior walk and must be rooted out by prayer and watchfulness. This is not a time of easing up, but pressing in. There are also spiritual enemies that are arrayed against us in the world. Let us war against them with prayer and offerings until they no longer rise. We see the tide turning on the abortion battle, with a total ban made law in Alabama. May the Lord bless with mercy every state that bans this wickedness. The prayers of the faithful played no small part in this victory. This battle is one of many fronts, but with pad and paper in hand, a list of prayer needs and causes, a heart full of petition and faith, we can chase these spiritual adversaries, external and interior, and cut them down with prayer and offering, and disarm them, cutting their bows in pieces and knocking down their arrows. If I sound intense, it's because the temptation to laxness is strongest on the heels of victory. I do not intend to grow lax with this new extension of time. I am so thankful for it, and I wish to make the best use of it in my prayers and proclaiming the peace of hearts in the mercy and lordship of Jesus Christ. This is what Psalm 18 says and means to me. It may be different for you. I have found that we are all going up the same mountain, but on different paths. And then he ended his exhortation with, "Silver is refined in the furnace. The heat is increasing with each new battle, and likewise our refinement." I feel like very soon the death crawl scene from the movie Facing the Giants will be playing out in our walk, with Jesus as Coach Taylor, lighting a fire under us to go the last few yards. I love that scene. Let's rise to the occasion, my family. Very soon, the blindfold will come off on the church, and the valley of dry bones will come to life. God bless you, heart dwellers.